Sarah says, my girls have a question for Jimmy. They want to know if Bucky Barnes from Marvel would be morally responsible for the violence and mayhem he caused while under a trance. Specifically, would he need to go to confession? Would he go to hell for the crimes he committed while under a trance?
Okay, so we should mention who Bucky Barnes is. Bucky Barnes, back in the 1940s, was the sidekick of Captain America. And he apparently died at the same time Captain America vanished. And for years and years in comics, there was a saying, because comic book characters so often come back from the dead,
yeah,
nobody stays dead except Bucky and Uncle Ben. And then eventually they brought back Bucky, and they gave him a new identity for a while as a character called the Winter Soldier, and that involved some mind control, and then they made a movie about it. Well, so in order for what you need to confess when you go to confession is mortal sin. And in order for mortal sin to be committed, three conditions have to be met. You have to know the moral character of the act you performed. You have to know that it's gravely sinful. It has to be gravely sinful, and you have to do it deliberately anyway. There's a fancy term that theologians sometimes use. They will say you have to do it as a fully human act, meaning you're fully in control of yourself and you decide to do it anyway. It wasn't like something you did when you were intoxicated or spontaneously or reflexively or in the heat of passion or anything that could diminish either your knowledge of the moral character of the act or the degree of consent you gave it will keep the sin from being mortal, and you don't need to confess it. So if you're in a trance, if you're under some form of mind control, that's going to either affect your knowledge of how wrong it is, or it's going to affect your ability to resist doing it.
Yeah.
Or both.
Right.
And so if you're, quote-unquote, in a trance, then you're not going to be fully responsible for it, and it will not be a mortal sin, and you will not need to confess it, and you would not go to hell because you were not in control of yourself. Having said that, you may feel bad after getting back into your right mind and realizing what you did when you were out of your right mind.
Yeah.
You know, kind of like if you were – let's say you were a sleepwalker. And you didn't realize it, but one night you were sleepwalking and you got behind the wheel of your car and you got in a wreck and you killed someone.
You'd feel terrible.
Well, even though you weren't responsible for that, you would still feel bad. And so you might need some psychological counseling or spiritual counseling to help you put that in context and get over it. But it wouldn't have been a mortal sin for you.